Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Red Door's informative podcast. So I'm Tony, I'm an account manager. If you didn't already know, down at Red Door IT, we're based in Croydon. We've been going for around about sort of 15 years now. We're just really trying to reach out to various sectors and just sort of really sort of highlight and identify sort of any security risks, you know, how you guys can improve your network infrastructures, you know, and just be more safe, secure. And if there's any sort of advisory tips that we can certainly give you, feel free, reach out to us, you know, Red Door IT. So
just practice good IT.
Yeah. So I'm here with.
You've forgotten my name, have you?
No, I've forgotten your name.
Well, for the benefit of all, including Tony, it seems. My name is James. I'm one of the service desk engineers. So if you're an existing customer and you're calling in on the service desk, there's a small chance you might come through to me. Alternatively, if you've got one of your quarterly visits booked, you're likely to see me on site as well. You know, how, other than us introducing ourselves, because of course we've got a team of service desk engineers and you've got a small team of account managers.
Yeah.
What's the main way they can identify who's tech and who's not in Red Door? I think our own internal way is our shirting system. So you have you're sporting a navy polo shirt.
Yes.
I'm sporting a white button down.
Yes. So I'd most probably label it slightly differently to how we differ from the sales team to the techie team. We sort of label the techs as the geeks, whereas the sales team are the sort of cool guys. You know, we're the sort of
the talkers, and the tech team are the walkers.
Exactly that. You're the people on the ground. So yeah, no, that's how I label it. But yeah, you guys obviously, you know, you don round in your white shirts and muddy jeans because you're always on their floors, whereas us sales guys, we're sort of in our polo tops.
And ripped jeans, because you need to be making more sense.
Well, I don't know about ripped jeans, but yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I mean, when you see a small business, especially like Red Door, we do love a bit of branding and merchandise. You know, we don't yet have a shop tab on our website where you can purchase stuff, but we do have a number of items that are branded with the Red Door logo. You know, I don't think it looks tacky. I think it works for us.
100% it does.
It makes me a bit more proud to come to work. It makes me not forget where I am.
Hey, look, you need a Red Door pad, and you definitely need a Red Door pen. Let's face it, they're the two sort of, we call it in internal brackets, top sellers.
We do have a tray of USBs and tucked away in the drawer somewhere. And once upon a time, we used to give a complimentary USB.
We did, yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Or had a new customer, but long gone are those days where people are saving their.
What was the thing you mentioned before we started this show? The paper clip? No, the money clip.
Money clip. Yeah, I've seen a few of those knocking around the office, and I don't know where they came from or who ordered them.
No.
But you know, like, you have a wad of cash and you stick a money clip on there. There's one with the Red Door logo.
That can't be part of the tech team, then, no. Oh, good. So look, let's get down to the discussion. So today we're going to be talking about the NIS2 directive. So James, do you know much about the NIS2?
Yeah, so NIS2. IT. If you work in IT, you'll know it's dominated by acronyms. If you don't work in IT, you'll know that we'll use acronyms, knowing what they are fully, and we'll expect you to know. And you would just be overwhelmed with them.
So, sorry then. So, do you want me to label it with?
No.
Oh, okay.
NIS2. So, it's a Network and Information Security Second Revision Directive. That's it.
That's correct.
There we go.
You're A star for you, James. Ooh. There
and,
you go.
It was brought in by the European Council at some point in 2023. It was expected to have a full rollout by October 2024, which has just gone. I believe that has for most businesses across Europe.
It has,
and effectively, it's a directive. It's not a framework. A framework like ITIL, in comparison, is how you go about operationally managing IT. A directive is more like a set of principles, a set of guidelines, a set of, this should be your attitude as a business if you're managing data, manipulating data, holding data.
So I suppose, one of the things is obviously, I suppose, more of an overview of a NIS2 is certainly the broader scope. So that covers more sectors, including like your healthcare, your energy, the transportation, etc., digital infrastructure. stuff like that, really. It just gives you a bit more of a, it's a broader scope across all multiple different business sectors, let's call it.
They
are, yeah, 100%. Obviously, you know, that's also, you know, I've not even mentioned like your accountants or your solicitors or anything like that. You know, that it goes across the whole board of businesses. It's just really sort of, again, making sure that you've got certain processes and procedures in place, making you compliant for that NIS2 directive.
We touched on this a little bit in our last podcast as well. You know, it's the effect, you know, of when you've had your data breached, corrupted, or attacked in any way, doesn't just affect you and your business. If your industry is to hold data on other people, other businesses, you know, they're also affected as well. You know, especially if you're working in a blue light industry, let's talk about healthcare.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, your network infrastructure hosts data on loads of different patients and all of their personal records and stuff. You know, if that's breached, you know,
You're in serious trouble.
Not just your business. Not just, oh no, we've had the breach, but all of your patients' privacy and a number of GDPR concerns are all violated, and it's just a mess. So this NIS2, really, it's not something that the UK government's made up. It's on a wider scale. This is a European parliamentary directive.
That's it.
Wow. So our neighbours in France and the rest of Europe, it's a
mandatory, in some respect, there are mandatory cybersecurity measures for the NIS2, and that requires organisations, again, I touched on it on the last episode, with, you know, implementing risk management practices and incident response plans and access control. So again, it's that sort of that security element that, again, yes, we love talking about, but really sort of, you know, making sure that everything is secure and that you guys are doing your utmost to keep the business data safe.
Mm. Okay. You know what? I can hear a question that's going to come from one of our customers. You know, I'm going to ask it first on the benefit of all of them. But Tony, you know, you've told us about Cyber Essentials in the past. You've had multiple webinars on it as well. This NIS2 thing, is that another certification? Do I need to contact Red Door Services to get me NIS2 certified?
So it's not NIS2 certified as such. Cyber Essentials is, that's a separate topic on its own, James. But NIS2 is just making sure that you have the right processes in place for you to run successfully your business processes. It's not a, NIS2 is governed across the whole board. You know, it's not just you need a certificate for this or you need a certificate for that. It's NIS2 itself is just highlighting and making sure that you guys are keeping everything tight, if you like, that your whole network is in your own bubble, let's call it, and making sure that it is secure. You know, as I just said a minute ago, you know, you've got implement risk management practices, incident response plans and access controls and stuff like that. And it's making sure that the processes you have in place are all you are doing to protect the data and people accessing it.
So if I'm a customer and I call up and I ask more about NIS2, what can Red Door actually do for me? Can they advise me on these practices?
Can they just
implement it for me? If I'm running a very small, very fast-paced business and I haven't got time to even learn this new acronym and all of the directives that come with it, can I just, Red Door, just do your thing?
So obviously with our customers, we issue an IT policy. An IT policy, basically, it can tick off a lot of those checklists, let's call it, for that NIS2. Now, part of our IT policy is, you know, our management, making sure that all your machines and devices are up to date, ensuring that you've got a backup in place for your data. So again, you know, ensuring that the backups are, if you like, either annual retention, infinite retention, all of these backup is in place for your data. Other elements are, for instance, like multi-factor authentication. You know, you've got all of these different sections of security, which your IT policy is, if you like, through Red Door IT, your IT policy is then making you compliant for that NIS 2 directive. James, you want to go into it a little?
That's great. So, I mean, since this has been enforced as of October 2024, you know, we haven't really had many calls. Maybe you've had more on the account side of things. You know, you work more intimately with our customers. But have you had any calls, any concerns where people have said, what's this NIS 2 about?
To be fair, no, we haven't. Obviously, certainly with existing customers that we've got, you know, I've mentioned it to them, that NIS 2 framework and highlighting and identifying, you know, like, for instance, cyber awareness training. There are segments within that NIS 2 framework which those holes are sort of patched and filled. So, you know, you've got like network, identify, response, you know, all of those sort of, if you like, the big sections, let's call it, within that NIS 2 framework. You need protection and products that are filling those holes and gaps that your business might not necessarily be having. Now, obviously, through Red Door, we advise and we proactively advise on all of these different products and services that we offer to our customers. And we ensure then that these holes are filled and that, you know, everything is in place for them to be able to run that successfully.
No, well said. And I think, you know, so far, I think if you're following on our social media, you follow us on TikTok or Instagram, I think it's on both. You're actually doing a small stand-up clip, Tony, aren't you?
I have, yes. Yeah, I did. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I did. So feel free, check it out, guys, because, it's only like a 30-second sort of video sort of thing, but again, it just sort of highlights what, again, NIS 2 is about, really.
Yeah,
I suppose
you did a great job with that one. Maybe we'll do a little transcript of that, and we'll turn it into an article and post it more permanently on our website as well, just to give you a single point of reference, just to go in and get yourself up to speed on what it is, really. Because when you do a browser search for it, you're presented with all these different links to go into you know, political forums and European Council and cyber security info pages, but it'd be good if we could provide like a single article that just gives a highlight, you know, bird's eye view of the whole thing.
Yes, really. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, yes, yeah. You're totally right. Yes. But other parts of the NIS 2 is not only, again, making sure the network's secure, but also like leadership accountability, you know, senior management responsibility for insurance compliance with those cybersecurity standards that are in place. You know, that's something, again, it's a process within the business, but someone holds accountability for that within the business sort of stuff. So,
you know, what we see, you know how you have in most businesses, you have, oh, Sally is the appointed fire marshal, Tina is the appointed first aider, is then, you know, Tony going to be the appointed NIS 2.
I don't think it works like that, but yes, within the policy itself.
You
then
have officers, someone who's responsible, someone who's second in charge.
Yes, exactly that. Yes.
Know, someone who's a reviewer, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Okay. So, yeah, that's, I suppose that's,
it's not quite up there with fire marshal and first aider.
No.
maybe in the comms room, you know, in the data center, you know. That's cool. I mean, so it's a topic that we haven't had many questions about. We've touched on it a little bit. We're talking about it today, of course. We're hoping to type up an article as well, just to make things a bit more clear and a bit more permanent. But yeah, I mean, if you have any questions going forward, you don't have to keep going to those sources. Feel free to call us.
Yeah.
If you're an existing customer, you know, visit us. We'll visit you. Bring it up then. Give us a call. If you're a new customer, you want to hear more about it, maybe some other security-based questions, and maybe if it could lead to a conversation of, you know, how can Red Door help you achieve your cybersecurity goals, then yeah, by all means, give us a call. Drop us an email. You can pop in.
Of course,
Tony,
yeah.
Some mean cup of tea. So you'd be a great host.
I don't know about tea, but certainly coffee. A bit of a coffee connoisseur, to be fair. So, yeah. Feel free, give us a call. 0208 540 9020 is our number. Or you can obviously contact us through our website. We've got a contact form within the website, www.reddoor.net. So, yeah,
amazing.
Feel free. Yeah, please. It'd be good to hear from you guys. So, yeah, thank you for listening to today's episode.
Yeah, we had fun. I said,
yeah, short and sweet, but yeah, it was.
If you're a video viewer of us and you would have seen us, you know, smiling away through, we definitely had fun today. If you're audio viewer, hopefully you could tell.
So that's great. Thanks ever so much, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye bye
now.